There were no high-paid lobbyists fighting to keep the $6 million program in the state budget. The Wisconsin Conservation Corps employed about 300 young people every summer to do jobs for towns and nonprofits, often working outdoors. State Representative Gary Sherman of Port Wing says these 18 to 25-year-olds were usually unemployed.
A number of at-risk kids were, I guess you could say, rescued and set on the path to successful and productive lives as a result of what the Corps did. And I think it's a shame that we've been willing to invest money in prisons, but we haven't been willing to invest money in the kinds of programs that keep young people from going down the path that leads them to prison, which I think is a real shame.
The young adults were paid minimum wage, but also got vouchers to pay for college or technical schools. Fred Schnook worked on the program's predecessor, the Youth Conservation Corps, during the 1970s. He had poor grades in school and was considered at risk. Now he's mayor of Ashland.
It taught me a lot of really important skills about how to work with other people, teamwork, what it means to get along, especially when you're in a residential setting. You know, one of the things that's very important is the folks who you work with, you also live with, so you better not torque them off.
Schnook says the end of the Conservation Corps will be devastating to communities that depend on work done every summer. But most of all, he says it'll be a missed opportunity for other young people considered at risk. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.